This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thomas wants me to talk about white racism. So this is in reference to something that happened at ASU last week. I don't know if you saw the video. It was all over the news throughout the weekend. But there were a couple Arizona State University students who were sitting there studying. But the table they chose was in a multicultural center. And so the video footage, and again, I don't know what happened before the video footage, but the video appeared, and that's what everybody now does, is they videotape each other because, you know, they want to be able to, you know, show proof that they weren't harassing, or if they do get harassed, then they have the video footage that it happened, which is why I also want all of you guys to be prepared of traps. All right, some people will egg you on just to get you to say something on video, and then you get fired. So, you know, anybody starts to videotape you, just, you know, ignore the video, smile, contact security, whatever. But these two boys were studying. But what triggered the video and what triggered this row or this discussion was they had stickers on their laptop saying Police Lives Matter. And so there were two students that claimed that the white students were making the space, quote unquote, uncomfortable. And when one of the students sitting there said, what did I do wrong? One of the black students, according to Yahoo News, said the Police Lives Matter sticker is offensive. They say you're making the space uncomfortable. A second white student said the group was making him uncomfortable, to which someone in the group replied, but you're white. Do you understand what a multicultural space is? It means you're not being centered. And the student said, white is not a culture. And the other student said, no, white is not a culture. This white man thinks he could take up our space. And this is why we need a multicultural space, because they think they could get away with this blank. This is the only space that you're not centered. And you're still trying to center yourself, which is peak white, cis, male, blank. Another student said to the group. So a spokesperson for the school said the Dean of Students' Office is aware of the disagreement between a handful of students that was captured on video circulating social media. They say the Dean of Students' Office will be discussing it with all involved. ASU is a community of more than 100,000 people from all 50 states and from more than 150 countries. Differences in opinion are part of the university experience. The university expects respectful dialogue between students in all engagements. Now, Representative Paul Gosar called on ASU President Michael Crow to address the racist attack against peaceful students sitting at a study table minding their own business. State federal money pays for these buildings. They are open to all students, including white students. I love ASU, but this needs to stop. So there is a GoFundMe page that was created for the two students who were harassed. But this is something that is a topic that there's so many talking points on this, and this is where it gets a little I think we're digging ourselves into a deeper hole. All right, years ago, and I hope it never ever comes back, we had separate spaces for those who were white and those who were black, and thank God we got rid of those, in terms of our bathrooms, in terms of schools, in terms of where you sit on the bus. And after so much grief and bloodshed and racism, the, you know, progress was made to the point that you didn't have signs up that would discriminate against you on where you could sit and where you can't. Then there were areas that were subtly, shall we say, exclusive. And so there were still, shall we say, I don't know, clubs or whatever that had, even though it might not have had a sign, there were people that felt like they couldn't be there. And so there was a need for there to be an actual, and I'm surprised this had to happen, but there was a need because society screwed up and they, you know, wouldn't get rid of their racism. There was this need to have an area that allowed people to feel safe and to feel like they weren't going to be discriminated in that area. The problem is when you watch the video, the white students were being told not to be there. They could go to any floor of the library or the school or whatever. Why do they have to be in their area? They were just studying. But their concern was there was a police lives matter. And then, you know, so if a child is a son or daughter of a police officer, if a child supports the police save their lives. If the child has an ethnicity that somebody doesn't know about and people are assuming they're white, we're discriminating now against, we're still discriminating. And so if this happened to somebody non-white, it would have been, that school would have been closed, would have lost their federal funding. But with this, it's, oh, we're going to take a look at it. We understand there's discrepancies. The problem is how many people appear white and have other ethnicities? And if you try to go, well, you know what, unless it's obvious, you're being racist. You know, if you are segregating people based on a culture, doesn't culture also include religion? So I think they might have to rethink how they're doing these, or, you know, how they're defining how they're going to segregate people based on their culture, because I think they're going to get themselves into a big racist mess. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And again, we do want your comments. We do want your calls. We really do appreciate them. So a big concern and a big, shall we say, source of controversy maybe that's been coming up is when a medical study says something's safe, how do we believe it? How do we trust it? And throughout the whole pandemic, and even before that, we would say studies show this. Studies show this. You see it in commercials. Studies show this medicine works. Studies show this is safe. I don't know much about relief factor. Some of you guys have asked me about relief factor. Relief factor is something that a bunch of radio hosts have been promoting. I don't know anything about it. I haven't seen it. Company hasn't called me. I don't know anything but much about it. But you hear, oh yeah, well, studies have shown this, and people say it's this, and so whether we trust the Lancet, the Journal, New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, or just the neighborhood, you know, group chat, we do our own science, and we make decisions. And we stratify and prioritize the weight of those recommendations or the weight of that science based on who it's from. So if you have a buddy that, you know, man, they BS'd you before and they say, no, you got to do this or you got to put your money on this or bet this, you're not going to pay any attention. But if you got somebody where, man, every single bet they make, they win, okay, you're going to probably trust that person. Same thing with studies in science. If you see that a journal is very, very, shall we say, reputable, and they don't publish crap science, and the things that they publish seem to still hold and or are well written, you're going to trust it more. So a big question people have is, what the hell happened with Tylenol? Now, I'm not as shocked about what happened with Tylenol, because in medicine, I know that what's considered safe today might not be considered safe tomorrow or a year from now. I learned, and I tried to teach my older doctors such a thing, and I got yelled at until they had to eat crow. I told you about the study I found in the 90s for our journal club, where you have to bring a study and talk about it and, you know, see if it was written by a pharmaceutical company. It always gets ripped to pieces because pharmaceutical companies could have secondary gain. So it has to be a study that was done objective by a third party. And it was in the 90s that it said, look, estrogen could be affecting women's hearts. And everybody blew me off. I got yelled at. They were like, this is, you know, what kind of a stupid, where did you find that stupid study? And anyway, I got ripped to pieces on it. And then a couple years later with the Women's Health Initiative, well, postmenopausal estrogen could bother women's hearts. So there was heart risk. And in fact, they had to stop the study. And I think a woman who was actually running the study died of a heart attack. So one thing I've learned, and I've always been very aware, is the fact that, you know, what is science today may not be science tomorrow. That's just, you know, the way things fall. And so with Tylenol was a medication, acetaminophen, paracetamol in Europe, that is a pain reliever and a fever reducer. And when I was in school, it was Tylenol's fine, Tylenol's safe. They had these pregnancy categories that they've kind of moved away from. And if I remember correctly, it was even considered an A. And then they knocked it down to a B, going, you know what, there's very rarely things that could be considered A. And so then Tylenol for years was considered a Category B. Now, Category B means they've done animal studies and there's no risk. And they don't believe there's a risk to humans, but they obviously don't have enough studies. So a Category A means controlled studies show absolutely no risk. Category B is no evidence of risk in humans. Either animals' findings show risk, but human findings do not. Or if no adequate human studies have been done, animal findings are negative. A Category C, which Tylenol has now been moved to, risk cannot be ruled out. Human studies are lacking. Animal studies are either positive for fetal risk or lacking as well, but potential benefits may justify potential risk. A Category D drug means we got evidence of risk. Investigational or post-marketing data show risk to the fetus. Nevertheless, potential benefits might outweigh the risks. And then Category X is, it's just contraindicated in pregnancy. Do not give it to a pregnant person. We have found it has potential fetal risk, and that outweighs any possible benefit to the patient. So these categories helped me when I would have a pregnant woman with asthma. I had to decide, you know, what to give an asthmatic. And a lot of the asthmatic medications were C. But it's more dangerous to not treat an asthmatic. It's more dangerous to the baby. So you have to weigh the benefits and the risks. So Tylenol was one of those medications that was, you know, fairly beneficial. Yet over the years, there were studies saying, look, we're noticing some kids and moms who take it get ADHD. Another article looked at fetal kidneys and thought, wait a second here, this could be affecting fetal kidneys. And then a study this month, which you've all seen the headlines, published in Nature Reviews Endocrinology, said there is increased risk of neurodevelopmental, reproductive, and urogenital disorders with acetaminophen during pregnancy, and they urge minimizing exposure. In fact, one of the studies they looked at, was if a mom took Tylenol in pregnancy, there might be puberty issues in kids. So they recommend that more studies be done. They say women should be cautioned at the beginning of pregnancy to forego APAP, which is the acetaminophen, unless it's used as medically indicated. Don't use it on a long-term basis. If you have to use it, just for a short period of time. And their consensus statement is supported by 91 scientists, clinicians, public health professionals across the globe. So even though people are like, oh my God, for us doctors, we're like, obviously things have risks. I mean, look at what happened with Viagra. Everybody was on Viagra, and then all of a sudden we saw people dropping and realized, wait a second, looks like if you take nitrates, maybe it's not a good idea to mix the two. So we always have to have an open mind. That's what we do in science. Well, pregnant women, and understandably now, so, are pissed, right? I don't blame them. Pregnant women were told, all right, it's safe, you could do this. As a doctor, there's two ways to say something's safe. There's the, it's fine, you're good, don't worry about it. Or there's my way saying, look, I can't say something's 100% safe. Studies have shown overall, this was years ago, it looks safe. I've taken one when I was pregnant, just one. But I just wouldn't do anything chronically because I think the science is evolving. But for now, we aren't seeing anything too deleterious happen. If you don't need to take a dose, but if you do, it should be the safest thing out there that we know of. Now, I know it doesn't look like I have a lot of cojones and it looks like I'm hedging, but that's the honest thing to say. Saying, oh yeah, something's safe, it's safe is wrong to do. So pregnant women obviously are reaching out going, okay, no, wait a second, what about the COVID vaccine? I'm being told it's safe. Yeah, for the most part, it's safe. Is it Tylenol safe? Maybe. So the COVID vaccine, and I've been urging pregnant women to take the COVID vaccine. I'm still not changing on that. I still support it. I told you guys why last week, and I'll tell you why again. The COVID vaccine, we don't have enough studies saying it's bad. There is one study looking at spontaneous abortion. They're looking at a study, I think in older women, there might have been an uptick in people losing the baby. But those studies are ongoing. Other than that, and I know that's significant, but other than that, for the most part, they have found that the COVID vaccine protects COVID, and a pregnant woman who gets COVID can be very deadly. Not only deadly for her, but deadly for the fetus. And so, if you ask me, well, you know, what should we do? You know, should I say, well, go with what you have, go with what you know. If we know that pregnant women are dying in the hospital of COVID, then, you know, that's something that can steer you towards, I want to protect myself from COVID. We don't, however, have years and decades of science. And so people want to know, if we're telling them now in 2021 that this vaccine is safe for the fetus, how do we know we're not going to have a Tylenol-like flip-flop later in the future? We don't know. The one thing we know about science is it's evolving. And as long as nobody cancels or shuts us down or tries to prevent scientists from doing what they need to do, we will have evolving information. And so when parents say, well, should I just take the risk? Just think about Zika. Zika messed up these fetuses. So as far as I am concerned, I am more fearful of this virus. We don't know where it came from. We don't know what it would do. And I would rather keep this virus away from the baby. And that's why I would probably go for vaccine. But talk to your doctor. We understand you're scared. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A border crossing between Texas and Mexico is reopening after a migrant camp of nearly 15,000 mostly illegal Haitian immigrants were cleared out. The Del Rio port of entry opening to cargo traffic on Monday, while it did open to pedestrian and passenger traffic Saturday. As part of the Senate's human infrastructure bill, President Biden wants to add 80,000 IRS agents. Louisiana Republican Representative Steve Scalise tells Fox Business this is part of a larger effort to raise taxes.
Do you really think they're going to be there to help you mow your lawn or clean your house or just to raise your taxes? Of course, that's what it's going to be about. It's going to be raising more taxes from hardworking families making well below $100,000 a year.
Banks also forced to report transactions of over $600 to the IRS. USA Radio News. With the potential partial government shutdown just a few days away, the Senate will vote today on a temporary funding measure. This move would suspend the debt ceiling through December of 2022. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville tells Fox Business the administration is careless with money.
They think it's play money. It's not play money. It's American taxpayers' money. This first year of their administration, they're just running happy and think everything's going to be fine. They're going to own this, but really the American taxpayers are going to own it.
Former President Donald Trump told the Christian Broadcasting Network that Roman Catholics are very angry with President Biden for his support of the pro-abortion bill that passed in the House on Friday. Trump saying, quote, if you look at his policies and if you look at what he's doing to religion and organized religion, if you look at what's going on, I don't know how the Catholic Church can be supportive of him, close quote. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, one of you asked, are the pregnant migrants being released into the United States getting their COVID vaccine? I don't know. I don't know if they're vaccinating the Haitian migrants or any of the other migrants who are pregnant. I'm not sure. We are being told that all migrants are getting COVID vaccinated, are being screened, depending on where they're from, with Afghanistan, because we've had some measles out cases that have spread to Virginia, I think Wisconsin. They are quarantining those who they believe are ill. They're supposedly giving everybody their MMR, their vaccination. There's been a bunch of migrants that, according to CDC, has been held and not transported to America from Afghanistan or from their holding location from after evacuating Afghanistan until they could go through their measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and quarantine. But we're being told on paper there is a very robust screening process. A very robust screening process. And with this robust screening process, all medical issues are being looked at and they're making sure that people aren't sick. And as they are going to be redispersed across the United States, they're going to be healthy. And obviously we've had some, you know, breakthrough issues in different states, and we're going to know more in the coming months. Pregnant women coming over the border from Haiti are not being deported. The pregnant women are going to be allowed to stay and then have their baby in America, and then the baby could be American. I know there's a lot of debate and controversy over, you know, that how that happens. But they're allowing pregnant women, obviously, to come through and not making them trek back for their safety. In terms of can they mandate that pregnant women get the vaccine, I'm not sure. I do believe they are recommending COVID vaccines to everybody. I just don't know about the mandate, so I can't answer that. Now, with the other screening process, I worry about public health and I worry about medical conditions. In terms of Haitians do seem to have higher levels of high blood pressure, younger age high blood pressure. So they are going to need intervention. Any doctor who has somebody of Haitian descent might want to make sure they're, you know, looking a little bit more closely at their blood pressure. High blood pressure could put a person at risk for stroke, heart disease, kidney disease, blindness. So we want to make sure that, you know, people that are now going to be Americans, that, you know, our medical system is prepared for that and not under treating high blood pressure, because that could cost us a hell of a lot of money. But and those from Haiti, they seem to have a higher percentage of hepatitis B, HIV, depression, anxiety in some studies. So these are things public health officials need to be prepared for. We spoke about this last week. But when we are being told that there is a thorough screening process, I would also like to know that there is a thorough screening process from a criminal standpoint. Now, the Department of Homeland Security has promised that they are screening everybody. Anybody that doesn't seem like they fit the mold, per se, could be a terrorist. They're out of here. My concern is many acts of terrorism are done by innocent people whose family is held hostage. And so they're told to do an act, and they're as good and angelic and as Disney as they come, and they need to save their family. And so they'll answer all the right questions in terms of, yeah, no, I've never done anything. I have no record. So a lot of times many of these acts of terrorism are done by people with no record at all or psychological profile, which is why I hope, you know, the Department of Homeland Security is screening for people who could be hostage. The problem is I think the whole world now knows that, if somebody, shall we say, has a family that's held hostage, America can't get that family. We look like we don't have the ability to get our American families out if we need to, even though we've made some progress getting people out of there in recent weeks. So if somebody does have their family at gunpoint or at knife point, I don't think they know that America's going to be able to help them. We should, and I mean, we should have ops teams that are prepared and in there doing what they need to do, because my guess is this is going to be the next big thing of security. But I keep hearing, and people are on Facebook going, Dr. Dahlia, they're screening everybody. Well, if they screened everybody, to make sure that there's nobody sick or nobody criminal, then can somebody explain to me how one of our service people got attacked by three refugees at Fort Bliss? So a couple days ago, we heard a female U.S. military service member was assaulted by three male evacuees at the Doña Ana County Range Complex where Afghan refugees are being housed. The woman, whose name and age are not released, was assaulted September 19th by a small group of male evacuees. This was at the complex. Now, the incident is being investigated, and I believe we were told that it was not sexual assault. But again, assault is assault, and so we're still trying to get some clarity on what happened. But according to Fort Bliss officials, we take the allegations seriously and appropriately referred the matter to the FBI. The safety and well-being of our service members, as well as all of those on our installations, is paramount. No details on the assault have been released, and it's already been over 48 hours. The victim was immediately provided appropriate care, counseling, and support. Now, she is among 1,000 service members who are part of Operation Allies Welcome. The U.S. operation is to support vulnerable Afghans, including those who worked alongside us in Afghanistan for the past 2 decades, as they safely resettled to the United States. So if you're telling me that we are doing an amazing job making sure that we are not bringing in anybody to America that could be spreading an infectious disease that our medical community is not prepared for, or bringing any sort of criminal element to our vulnerable populations, you got some proving to do here and some explaining to do, because when somebody was rescued is actually at the facility where they're being rescued, where they're being fed, where they're going to be relocated, and they turn around and they attack one of our service members, and they do it as a group. They combine as three of them. As far as I'm concerned, this is intolerable. This is not safe. That is not a rigorous screening process. And that means you are possibly going to be introducing people who are rapists or criminals or whatnot. Who would attack their rescuer? Now, mind you, when you're saving a drowning victim, we always say to get behind the victim and save him, because if you try to save him from behind, they'll step on you and they'll be in such panic, you know, like an animal, that they'll sadly drown you as they're trying to save themselves, which is why whenever somebody's drowning, you get from behind them to lift them up. But in terms of, I mean, they've been at Fort Bliss for a while. Now, maybe they don't like the Fort Bliss conditions. Maybe they want to go back. Maybe they do harbor anger to the Americans. Maybe some of these people are the spies that pretended to be non-Taliban and their Taliban. But I'm fearful that we're not getting the true story. I'm fearful that we're not really aware of everything that could be going on, especially when we had to have Virginia and Wisconsin health officials go, hey guys, yeah, we had some, you know, measles and people who came here. So, before anybody brags about a thorough screening process, can you please just reevaluate? Because this is not a sign of a thorough screening process to me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you every few years John Hinckley Jr. is trying to get released, and they said that it looks like he would probably be released soon. Well, John Hinckley Jr. is the one that shot and wounded President Ronald Reagan. And his would-be lawyers convened, or I'm sorry, the would-be assassin's lawyers convened in court today to argue that he should not be held to a series of court-imposed restrictions that was put in place in 2016 and have called for his unconditional release so he could be a free man. John Hinckley Jr. tried to kill a president. Why would he try to kill Ronald Reagan, one of our favorite presidents ever? Well, because he wanted to impress actress Jodie Foster. This was 40 years ago, 1981. They say he can receive an unconditional release from his remaining court-monitored supervision 5 years after being freed from a mental hospital. He's 66 years old. They say he's no longer a threat and that he should not be held to a series of court-imposed restrictions that were put in place after he was released from a 35-year stint in a Washington mental hospital in 2016. Hinckley was allowed to move to a gated community in Virginia with his mother, who has since passed away, while adhering to a series of stipulations set in place by the court and being subject to constant supervision by doctors and therapists. But an agreement was reached today in D.C. for his unconditional release, meaning all of the previous restrictions on his freedoms can be lifted, making him a free man. So he could go and see the latest Marvel movie. He could go and buy a Chick-fil-A. He could go to school if he wants to. He could even be legally able to own a gun. I'm looking at a picture of him holding a gun to his head. This man was a very sick individual. 40 years of jail time and maybe rehabilitation might have helped. I like to think that people can repent and, you know, can overcome. But, I mean, when you look at the scene of what happened at the Washington Hotel, this is somebody who knew how to plan, knew how to get around who they needed to get around, and could be sneaky. And I just don't know if something like that goes away. So, previously, he was not able to use a gun. He couldn't use alcohol or drugs. He was legally barred from reaching out to Reagan's children or other victims of the attack or their families. And he was not allowed to reach out to Jodie Foster. Hinckley was obsessed with her and credited the assassination attempt as a bid to gain the Taxi Driver star's affection. Hinckley's attorneys, I don't remember Jodie Foster and Taxi Driver. Jodie Foster's in a couple of the movies, but yeah. Hinckley's attorneys argued at the Monday hearing that the client had been ravaged by mental illness at the time and that he has since received world-class mental health treatment, benefited from a support system set in place by family and health professionals. There is no evidence of danger whatsoever. They obviously don't watch a lot of movies or TV shows. I'm watching the show Blacklist. It's okay, but man, it kind of shows that some people out there are very, very weird. U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman eventually ruled that Hinckley will be freed from all the remaining restrictions he currently faces next year in 9 months if he continues to follow the stipulations that have been set in place since his 2016 release and remains mentally stable. After the ruling, it is more than likely he will go about his life as any normal citizen would, as if the assassination attempt had never happened. Now, I thought that when he did have some time off and he was with his mom, he would go to the library and read up on president assassinations. Now, it could be he was just looking up his name and to see what people said about him. But we talked about this a few years ago. He was really obsessed with presidential assassination history. So, fortunately, his attempt to assassinate President Reagan was botched. Sadly, he did shoot him in the chest on March 20th, 1981. He unleashed 6 bullets at Reagan, several others outside the Hilton Hotel in Washington, D.C. It left the elected head of state severely injured. 3 of the president's entourage and security detail were wounded as well. Hinckley was only 25 years old at the time, was acting alone. He was declared not guilty and ruled to be suffering from acute psychosis, according to Daily Mail, the attack being a misguided bid to gain the affection of actress Jodie Foster. So instead of serving jail time, he was sent to St. Elizabeth's Hospital, received treatment. He was there for 35 years. Then in 2016, the judge ruled that Hinckley had successfully rehabilitated, had become mentally stable, and was allowed to move out of the mental hospital. And he could move in with his mommy in a gay community home in Williamsburg, Virginia. His mother, Joanne Hinckley, passed away last month at 95 years old. He's legal, they say. He's mentally stable, no longer bound by restrictions put in place after his 2016 release. Levine argued in court last month that the client should no longer be subjected to that because he's no longer a threat. A 2020 violence risk assessment conducted on behalf of Washington's Department of Behavioral Health ruled that Hinckley would not pose a danger to himself or others if unconditionally released. So, you know, the shooting paralyzed James Brady. James Brady died in 2014. Tim McCarthy, a Secret Service agent, got injured. Washington police officer Thomas Delahunty, he took a bullet for the president, saved his life. The president had the bullet hit near his heart, but luckily didn't. That was where, famously, and I can't quote, where, you know, Reagan's joking around with everybody there, saying, you know, I hope you're all Republicans. And the doctor said, today, we're all Republicans, you know. Oh, no, I think he said, I hope none of you are Democrats. And he goes, today, we're all Republicans. That's what the doctor said. And that was very cool. Maybe I would have even said, no, today, we're all Americans. I don't really, you know, live by the whole Republican-Democrat thing. But my concern is, you know, they want to release Palestinian refugee Sirhan Sirhan. He's the one that assassinated Robert Kennedy. And his fate is currently at the hands of California Governor Newsom. And, you know, Hinckley was, you know, assumed to have suffered from acute psychosis. But my concern is somebody who could plan out a assassination attempt is smart, is sneaky, and when you say acute psychosis, you know, or somebody that had absolutely no control over their actions, how, you know, my problem with that is, just like Jared Loughner with the shooting of Gabby Gifford, Jared Loughner went to Walmart, went and got gas. I think he bought some laundry detergent for home later. He stopped at a stoplight. You know, psychosis can manifest in a variety of ways, but John Hinckley Jr. had to get to the hotel, had to know how to, how to arm his weapons. There was obviously an element of competency. I think the guy's crazy. But when people look at psychosis and they think crazy, they're like, okay, well, obviously this person, he lost his mind. It was an act of passion. No. This was planned. This isn't a, you know, he got mad at somebody and jumped on him. This was a plan. And his plan also included getting the attention of Jodie Foster. A sick plan, but thought out, because Jodie Foster now knows who he is. So a guy like that can plan. I just don't know how excited I am about him being out there and free. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.